Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Ottoman at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, today I want to announce one last time that we have a full-time position available at the Ottoman County Farm Service Agency office. This is a career job, and it's something that if you have an interest in agriculture and working with the public, you might ought to take a look at it and see if it would be something that would be of interest to you. To apply for this job, you do have to go to the website usajobs.gov and register and then complete that application online. The announcement number when you get there is IA-2015-0008. So you'll need that job announcement number once you get into that website of usajobs.gov. Naturally, you can always call our office, and we can help you with that information. The closing date for this position is tomorrow at midnight, so that application needs to be submitted here in the next short period of time. The successful applicant for this position will be responsible for carrying out office activities and functions pertaining to our farm program areas administered in our county, interpret and explain procedures and program regulations to farmers and other agency personnel, be able to utilize our IBM System 36 and PC computer to maintain producer data and process the forms and applications, and also use a high degree of initiative and judgment in planning and carrying out the assigned tasks and resolving problems encountered, of course. You must, as I said, complete this application online at usajobs.gov by midnight tomorrow. And if you have any questions about this, you can contact our office at 712-563-4261. Extension 2 in Audubon. Or you can send me an email at dennis.r.heflin@ia.usda.gov. I would now like to just mention briefly that we have many CRP contracts expiring in Audubon County, and I'm sure the other counties do as well. Kansas City is planning to send out those notification letters to producers in the near future, but we do not know exactly what the timeline is. If it repeats itself as it has in the past, it'll probably be sometime in May. This will be for those producers who have CRP contracts that expire September 30th of this year. At that time, you'll be given an opportunity to re-enroll if it's a continuous project, or you'll be able to opt to enroll into another practice if it's not a continuous practice. We do not know if there's going to be a general CRP sign-up announced this year or not. At this time, we do not really anticipate one, but there are other alternatives available for other practices that if your CRP is expiring, these practices are available for you to participate in. Once again, Kansas City will be sending those letters out. We're not exactly sure when, but if history repeats itself, it'll probably be sometime here in May. Another thing I want to remind producers about is the ARC PLC enrollment for 2014 and 15. You've done your base and yield updates, and you've elected which program option you wanted to select for your farm. But the enrollment is yet to happen. That's the actual sign-up. And that will not start until the secretary actually announces when that enrollment period is. We are anticipating by the press releases, et cetera, that that will be sometime this summer, and it will continue into the fall, probably into at least mid-September. So this means that when you come in to certify your acres this summer in June and first part of July after you get the crops planted, you'll probably be making appointments to do your enrollment at the same time. And speaking of appointments, because of the workload and signing up for 2 years at one time and doing the crop acreage reports, we will probably have to ask all producers to set an appointment so we have an adequate amount of personnel on file at, or on staff at the time, and an adequate amount of your documentation on file that we can complete the forms. So be prepared when you give us a call to come in and do your certification that we may ask you to set up a an appointment. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Farm Service Agency. Again, if you have any questions about the program today, give our office a call, 712-563-4261, extension 2 in Audubon, for any follow-up information that you may need. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.